It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
It's a netball show, Mizuno. Bit different, sis. Friday the 19th, and we see specks of rain. As none of our home nation sides are playing today, why don't we find out more about Scanlan Scribbles? They're always on hand to do plenty of netball-based scribbles. Excellent quality of work. No, she's not twisting my arm to say that. But how did Charlie get started?
I've always had a love of the arts from a young age. I can remember getting a book of the works of Monet and just falling in love even at a young age. And my mum encouraged that path really. But I've always been creative. I've always had a passion for creativity and painting, yeah.
What were you like when it was birthdays and things like that? Were you always creating your own cards for everybody?
Oh yeah, my sister Emily actually, one of these like years you're gonna have to like buy me a present, like I can't just have like artwork like every year. She was getting a new creative thing to put on her wall and she was just like, no, you're gonna have to buy me like something or get me some vouchers. So yeah, I've always been one to sort of get away with a bit of artwork for a present, but can only get away with it for so long.
Yeah. When was the first time somebody said to you, oh, could you do something for me?
Probably back at school. Yeah, just friends asking me to do little caricatures, like, and I'd do things for teachers, like going away presents or leaving. Yeah, leaving presents was a big thing. But back at school was when I first got asked.
How did you start on this netball scribble? Didn't Sasha had something to do with it?
Yeah, it was Sash.
In which case, she wants to know where a royalty check is.
Oh, yeah. It's in the post, and AusPost is very slow if you... I can remember I got to Australia, I was playing socially netball and I got injured and I was obsessed with the ANZ league. So while I had my foot up, I rolled my ankle pretty bad. So I had a few days off work and I was already doing my artwork, but mainly fashion inspired pieces. And then I just happened to be watching Swifts versus Vixens and love a bit of Sharni Layton. So I drew her in like contesting for the ball. And I can remember Sasha was just like, oh my God, you need to do like more netball scribble, like just more netball. And I was like, oh really? Like, and I got really good feedback. And then Annie Sargent gave me some really good feedback also. So kind of just snowballed from there really.
What was that initial demand like? Had it taken some time to grow, or was it a case of overnight, please do something for me, oh, you should do this?
Yeah, like, it did snowball, and then I was like, really, like, is this a thing? And then kind of went back to my fashion pieces. But yeah, it snowballed pretty quick, and then Sasha featured my work or my Instagram handle in England Netball, and then, yeah, just escalated.
And cheeky little podcasts in the middle of that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good answer, right. How about some of your favourite pieces?
I did a piece, a lady in Perth, and she was a massive West Coast Fever fan, and she was like, oh, just, you know, an altercation under the post would be great. So I had a little scan on some images, and I did, I think it was Courtney Bruce underneath the post contesting, I think it was against Susan Pettit, and that was my favourite. I wish I kept it.
And you're obviously now branching out as well, so you can do scribbles for families and groups and teams. That's important as well, isn't it?
I feel like family, whether it was born or built, traditional, non-traditional, is like the best team in the world that you can have. So yeah, love me some family pics.
Lots of people are aware of your work, what's the best place to find out more about it? Website?
Best place, the website. Yeah, so there's a contact form, and if you just let me know if you're in Australia or the UK, and then just sling me an email and what exactly kind of project you're after, and then I can forward you on price guides and the process, which is all very straightforward. But yeah, just message me, I'll always give you a message back. Nice and easy, scanandscribbles.com.
Search for The Netball Show in all the usual places you get your podcasts. And as we've been online since 2017, we should be there somewhere. And we've regular updates online at thenetballshow.co.uk, where we continue with the latest news and updates from your club and begin the build-up to October's Fast Five UK.
It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world's best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.